miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
I got my first real six string. Bought it at the Five and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Brian Adams. So I'm opening up for Loverboy.
Not bad. Good combo.
Canadian, both Canadian acts.
Now, I thought Brian Adams was big in the late 80s. This is pre-Chris. And yet he's still, I got to give him credit. I got to give Chris credit when he plays, you know, something good. I got to give him credit.
Good
I can't be railing on him all the time.
Was this or the club version of Baby Shark?
Oh. I would have liked that, to be honest with you.
I thought I'd get made fun of.
I want to hear what the club
version
of Baby
Shark. There's only two words. You can say, you can rip Disco Duck. I understand it, but at least it's more than two words.
So we played Disco Duck.
What are you talking about? There's Mama Shark, Papa Shark, Baby Shark.
Transgender Shark.
Grandpa Shark.
Is there transgender?
Grandma
Seriously?
Shark, no.
Can I have a little sample, or is it not at your fingertips? I looked there because we did play Disco Duck from Rick Dees, number one in 1977, just a few moments ago. We got some texts on that on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. 239 says, you guys got issues. Chiefs fan in the Cape says, you guys got me laughing so hard. People in traffic probably think I'm a fool. Kuchar's caddy, I feel like my drunk uncles are playing their favorite songs on YouTube. All right, this is the club version. How's this different from the original?
Oh,
it's faster.
Absolutely.
This sounds like the original.
This does not sound like the original. It sounds nothing like the original.
This is this is the one I'm familiar with.
I don't go clubbing anymore, but I have never heard this song in any way, shape, or form outside of this show.
So why is it Pete Rain on Craig Day when I haven't heard your stupid Lobster Rock? I laugh at you because you haven't heard of this.
Well, wait a second. Rock Lobster's been around for a long time.
So is this. Well, this is a classic.
I know, but this is more because you have kids. That's why. If you didn't have kids, you wouldn't know that song.
Probably. I'm pretty well-rounded, Pete Shepard.
I'm with you with that. I admit I don't know it because I don't watch those shows that have it on. But I'm trying to think about a club around here in Southwest Florida, if anybody has heard that version in a club.
Taco Bell texting it. What the bleep was that? All right. O.J. Simpson coming up in a moment. But first, here's Chris with a 4:03 p.m. Sports Center rundown.
More fallout locally between the FHSAA and the Lee County Officials Group. FHSAA has now terminated the sanction of the Lee County Official Group. Officials can no longer work games anywhere in the state of Florida. We should have some more on this sometime tomorrow. Gators have dismissed defensive back John Huggins from the program. Miami has named Jaren Williams starting quarterback, and Florida State quarterback Jordan Travis has been granted immediate eligibility by the NCAA. He has 4 years of eligibility now.
I'm losing track of everybody getting kicked off of Florida.
It's a lot of defensive backs.
Is he the same guy we talked about Friday, or is this a new one?
This is all under Dan Mullen's watch, too. This is not left over.
It's turning into Urban Meyer.
This is an issue, and I know people have been. It's been on Twitter. People are talking about it a little bit, but I don't know if he's been asked directly about it yet. Because he keeps saying, he did say something about, I want to get all the facts straight. I want to be, and he's right. I mean, I want to have everything before, but that's certainly a little bit of a little tiny red flag going up at Dan Mullen going on in Gainesville that all these D-backs are.
Well,
did you say D-back?
Yes.
D-backs.
There is the little caveat that not all these players are Dan Mullen's recruits.
I thought they were. I thought that's what I read they were.
A sophomore, is that the kid who. And I don't know the case here in, is it Huggins? Yeah, John Huggins. I don't know the case with him. He's a sophomore, so is that a guy who committed when it was McElwain and just stayed on because he wanted to be a Gator, or is this a guy who came back because Dan Mullen was recruiting him? I don't have the answer to that question.
McElwain, speaking of Baby Shark, I'll always think of naked laying on a shark.
Good job.
All right, O.J. Simpson was on Twitter again this weekend. As you know, we always play these. It's about a minute long. He's talking about the Antonio Brown situation and the helmet So if we are ready, yep. Gentlemen, let's take a spin here.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Well, I see where Antonio Brown is threatening to quit.
He's holding a golf
if they force him to wear this new mandate.
Like a samurai warrior.
Now, I'm from the generation that's been suffering.
Or a murderer.
From this CTE. That's so true. I understand what the league is trying to say. Look, the man is making $50 million over the next 3 years. And if he don't play, he might have to give back that $19 million signing bonus. Now, I live in Las Vegas. I would love to see Antonio Brown play. I think he's one of the greatest receivers that has ever played football. But if you're telling me he's willing to give up that kind of money because of the style of ailment, look, you don't want to go to training camp? Don't go. But giving up that money because of the ailment, I call BS.
Nice.
I'm just saying.
Take care. Well, okay, first of all, you guys were kind of talking over the one part a little bit. Did you notice how he slipped it in there that I'm from the generation suffering from CTE? Like, maybe that's an excuse for his anger. I'm just laying the groundwork. I'm just telling you right now.
Problem is, he can't take any of that money from the big settlement because he'd have to pay it all away.
I know. He's probably looking at all this money that AB's going on. When he was saying, hey, $50 million and $19 million signing bonus, I'm going, yeah, that'd be a pretty good dent in what you owe the Goldmans. But removing that from the commentary, every time we do this, and this is about two or three times a week that OJ is on Twitter with a point or two, am I a bad person for saying that he usually makes sense with what he's saying?
I had the same thought last week.
Yeah.
Where I'm thinking...
Part of it last week, but...
I'm agreeing with what OJ Simpson, and I got a little scared.
Yeah. Well, his fantasy football stuff that he talks about is...
A little off base with Pat Mahomes, but he had numbers to back it up.
Right. It's not horrible. His football stuff is okay. I'm amused by his political commentary. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
I agree with a lot of what he has to say there, though.
And then this makes sense. He's calling BS on Antonio Brown. What does that say about me that I agree with
the
OJ?
The running back holdouts?
Yeah.
He was right on that.
Spot on.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Man, the voice of reason.
Makes me very uncomfortable.
Really?
Doesn't it? I mean, let's be honest.
I said that to you, I think, off air on Friday.
Yeah.
I said, I agree with him a little too much for my liking.
Because I'll say it on the air. All right. Sticking with football, one thing we haven't gotten into yet, there is a report out there that Dak Prescott and his team, we've been spending so much time with the Cowboys talking about Ezekiel Elliott's contract holdout. Dak is not holding out, but they are trying to get a new deal for him and Amari Cooper as well, the big three, if you will. You know what? Shame on me. I can't call them the big three because it's too close to the big three Michael Irvin and Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith, who these guys today haven't won squat yet. So pardon me for that little faux pas.
Michael Lombardi of The Athletic is saying that Dak Prescott has turned down a multi-year deal with an average of around $30 million per year.
See, I have said repeatedly on this show, I do not think Dak is a $30 million a year guy, but I mean, because that's the going rate. And which one of you were telling me before the show that the comparison to Carson Wentz?
Carson Wentz signs a deal that's 32 and a half a year, basically. And Dak Prescott's representation, I believe it's CAA, they're going to go to Steven or Jerry Jones and say, okay, 32 and a half a year, we're going to work upwards of that deal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, hold on. Your client, you know, Dak is no Carson Wentz. Really? He has more playoff wins.
Uh-huh.
He has more division titles.
Uh-huh.
He has more wins. And he hasn't missed a start for you.
Wow.
So you can pull out the stats, and I agree with you. The eye test, Carson Wentz is the better quarterback.
Right.
But when you break it down and you position it like doesn't miss games, leader in the locker room, two out of the three division titles, has a playoff win already, it's kind of difficult to argue with that.
I guess I would try and come back with Carson Wentz until he gets hurt is like the leading talk getter about being the possible MVP. We've never, ever had a conversation about Dak being an MVP.
Yeah, I guess if I'm CAA, so let's let's work off of the Eagles. They have to worry about a backup quarterback. When you sign my client, you no longer have to worry about a backup quarterback because Dak has shown you he's going to be available for every single game. Now, again, I don't agree with the words coming out of my mouth right now. I don't think that he's that great of a quarterback. I think he's good, and I think 30 mil is a little high, but I'd kind of be like, okay, that's the going rate.
That's the rate.
I want to see him this year under the new offensive coordinator because Jason Garrett, to me, is just not a good coach. I don't know how many times I could say. I just don't like him. I think he's limited offensively big time. But, you know, Stephen Jones has so much – Stephen Jones has to put up some sort of – I think what's interesting, everybody on ESPN today is thinking that Jerry Jones is going to cave eventually, like in the next couple of weeks, going to cave and give Ezekiel Elliott what he wants. And Stephen Jones' job is to make sure that that doesn't happen. But it's a very difficult job.
Well, okay, now look at this. You look at Dak Prescott. Let's say Dak gets his – let's say he gets $33 million a year. And the market for Ezekiel Elliott is 13 or 14, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
Are you comfortable with there being a $20 million difference between those two players?
Well, that's why the Cowboys would be foolish to sign Dak Prescott before. If they're thinking about giving Ezekiel Elliott some more money, and I think they probably are, but you got to sign him first. You can't sign Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper first.
I'm of the belief if you're resetting the quarterback market – you're resetting the running back market. You're going to have one of the five highest paid wide receivers by the time Cooper's deal gets done. Mm-hmm. There is not a lot of money left to keep that offensive line intact. There's not a lot of money left to pay the young players on the defensive side of the ball. There's not a lot of money left to fix any holes you might have come free agency. Like you're working with such fine margins. If you pay three guys, top four value,
right?
Or at their position, the margins you're working with they're gone.
But you also had Jerry Jones talking about, it was yesterday or today, saying, we'll be fine with Tony Pollard. Now he had 4 yards average. He had 16 yards on 4 carries.
I don't think so, right?
But that was Jerry Jones.
That's why I continued to be of the mindset that the Cowboys hold all the power right now.
And that's
it's not like Le'Veon Bell last year where if he sits out for a year, he's a year closer to free agency. No, he's just as close to free agency today as he was a year from today.
I listened to Lebatard today screaming at the radio at him, like going, why isn't Jerry Jones waiting? We all know what's going to happen. Why isn't he paying him? Guy has the richest franchise in all of American sports and blah, blah, blah.
It doesn't matter.
Just pay him. It was going on and on. You got to be wary of a lot of different things.
When you have a cap, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're the richest franchise.
That. He finally acknowledged that at some point. Somebody's going on and on. What is Jerry Jones waiting for? What is he waiting for?
The Raiders have to play by the same rules as the Cowboys. Yeah. The Cowboys are worth four times as much as the Raiders.
Jerry Jones would be a spectacular owner in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, baseball, absolutely. Yeah.
He'd be fantastic in that sport. Mm-hmm. He's just in the one sport where he'd be a great NBA owner. Oh, luxury tax? I don't care. Let's pay it. But he's in a hard cap sport.
And he wants to win. He wants to win so badly.
Yes.
Which is why I do think eventually he will cave. I don't agree with it, but I think he will cave.
And I think going off of that Le'Veon Bell deal is appropriate. But Zeke's representation has said, no, we're not working off of Le'Veon Bell's deal. We're working off of Todd Gurley's deal.
Mm. Well,
which is the difference of, what, $2 million a year thereabout?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty close.
I mean, you guys gut feeling right now, does Jerry Jones cave? I say yes.
Well, define cave. Well, yeah. Ezekiel Elliott will be playing football for the Cowboys at some point. He will get a contract.
I do not think that Zeke will have more money per year than Todd Gurley. I don't think that.
What if it's really close?
Well, then I think that's a bad move by the Cowboys.
Mm.
And again, Ezekiel, Le'Veon Bell lost money with his maneuver last year. Money that he will never get back. I worry, if I'm Ezekiel Elliott, I'm like, I've only been in the league 3 years. I've missed 6 games already without pay. Now I'm getting charged $40,000 a day for not showing up because I still have 2 years left on my deal. I got a work stoppage coming up in 2 years. I mean, this guy's going to be like 30 years old, and he's not going to have any money.
Mm.
That's how it's shaping up.
I can't wait to see what happens. Antonio Brown comes back first, or Ezekiel Elliott gets signed to a big deal with the Cowboys?
I think AB. think.
I think AB's just trying to miss camp.
Which is fine.
Not when you were with a new team. No, I disagree.
No, I totally disagree. And also, it just if he is so keen and he talks about himself with leadership and all this stuff all the time, he's so full of it. He's anything but. He's the opposite of a leader. He's just all about himself. It's all about himself. And I want to, there's still more to this what happened in France thing. This stuff that Gruden played, which we'll play again at some point, about him saying it was an accident that he got the frostbite.
Feet. Yeah.
Not his fault.
Not his fault. It wasn't. He used the word accident in France.
Well, then go sue the France company.
Please.
They might be.
Please. No, they need that company because it's what's going to happen is
what could happen is internationally.
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I'm not an international business lawyer.
Yeah.
Don't know how that would work.
All I know is if they can prove that.
I know just enough to be dangerous.
All they have to do is prove that it wasn't an accident, which we all damn well know it wasn't an accident, is that if this plays out, he could miss out on this $14.6 million this year. Now, I don't think it'll get to that. But tell me who you believe. Do you think it was an accident? Does anybody out there really believe that Antonio Brown, who claims to have done this before, wasn't an accident?
It was just stupidity on his part.
Stupid. Plain and simple, stupid.
And there was still, I'm still stuck on this. There was a really brief, not mentioned report that at the end of next week that he was healing from that and getting ready to be good to go. And then the helmet story came out. Mm-hmm. And that's what made me start thinking, this guy just didn't want to participate in camp.
He brought in a fake helmet last week. He tried to paint it. He tried to paint a helmet.
It was a real helmet.
But,
no, I get it. I got you.
Who
I got
does
you.
That?
Antonio Brown.
How old are you?
6.
31.
Some people have texted in earlier today suggesting that all this craziness in Antonio Brown started after the Vontaze Burfict hit to his head. Although we heard earlier that
a lot of coincidences.
Ryan Clark said, no, he's been acting a fool all this time. The media is just not catching up on it.
Which is my favorite quote of the day so far.
Again.
I'm just shocked he acted stupid this quickly.
He threw furniture off a 14-story building. Does it get dumber than that? So what? I mean, the helmet stuff and the cryo freeze stuff is peanuts compared to throwing furniture off a 14-floor building and nearly killing a 2-year-old. So if he's capable of doing that, then anything is possible, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
He's nuts. More to come.
He's crazy.
He needs help.
I don't mean to make light of mental illness, but
I
think
seriously, he needs help.
I've always thought he's not right in between the ears. He's not right. He's got that just happy-go-lucky, like the world is his oyster deal, and it rubs me the wrong way. And I'm just shocked, and I mentioned this at the top of the show, how much John Gruden publicly has been supporting of this guy.
And I think he has no choice right now, Craig. I don't think it's going to remain that way if this continues, but I think he has no choice. I feel badly for John Gruden. Never thought I'd hear myself say it. I feel badly for him. He and Mayock are put in very awkward positions here. Very awkward.
Then Mayock needs to be the bad guy.
Well, they have to fake it.
One of them has to be a bad guy, and they got to be like good cop, bad cop. And if Gruden's going to be good cop, then Mayock needs to be out there.
But that's not his M.O.
No.
That's not his style.
No, because he's inexperienced. He doesn't know what he's doing yet.
Yep.
Let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Jeff in Fort Myers. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. How are you?
Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, gentlemen? How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Good. Thanks for calling.
All right, man. And you guys are going to kill me on this one, but I'm going in anyway.
All right. Go ahead.
Jump in the deep end.
So the other day, as all of this like helmet stuff is shaping up, I go on Instagram or something, and I see Antonio Brown, his interview rolling that he had or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, just like you guys, I'm like, what a psychopath. He has this crazy-looking hair, the blonde mustache. He looks a little crazy in the eyes. And so I post on my social media. I'm like, I'd love to pay this guy $50 million to ruin our franchise. So here's where you're going to kill me. So then I go and I listen to the interview.
Yeah.
And I have to say, the 1 minute and 30-second Instagram TV snippet, he actually kind of makes sense. He starts talking about how he's like, hey, man, I've made $1 billion. I've proven myself. I've succeeded at the highest level. I was given 5 contracts and extensions by the Steelers. I have $30 million in the bank. I really don't need to answer to the NFL, the same people that try to bury me every time I say something. They create narratives. And he's like, but I know who I am. I know what I've accomplished. I came from somewhere. I stand for something. And if they just want to play this, I'll just be done.
All right.
He's crazy for leaving it on the table, but he kind of makes a little bit of sense.
Here's why he makes sense about 1% of the time. I'll tell you why. First, that interview was the one that we played on Friday. It was from March. When he talks about, I don't even have to play football if I don't want. I don't even need the game. Obviously, I want the game, but I don't need the game. I'm perfectly fine with walking away fully healthy or whatever. Okay, that makes sense. You know what doesn't make sense? Everything else. everything else.
Agreed.
This guy tweets out everything about his life from the time he gets up to take a dump to a hot air balloon to get everything he has done. He has created. The NFL hasn't done this. He's done it to himself. And all these analysis still, and everybody's talking about everything else, and I will keep bringing it up. I'm blue in the face. The guy threw furniture off a 14-story building and nearly killed a 2-year-old kid.
And he's himself. He's just himself, and he just doesn't apologize for it, which I kind of admire. But otherwise, I'm with you. I would be cringing if I was Gruden. I would be dying if I was the owner, the creepy guy with the bowl cut.
Yeah, Mark Davis.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, Jeff, thank you for calling. Stuff. Thanks for stepping up, man. That was a good call. Listen, you know, and that's the thing about Antonio Brown.
Don't play football again. If you go play what he said much, you know what? Then go away.
Well, he says,
if you go away.
I'm not beholden to the NFL. Well, you wouldn't have that $30 million on the bank if it weren't for the NFL. And he talks about what a great entrepreneur he is. He wouldn't be an entrepreneur if it wasn't for the NFL.
And also, remember the context of that interview. He wasn't saying, I'll go away from the NFL if I don't get every... He was saying, I deserve to have a guaranteed contract. Mm-hmm. That if I don't get my guaranteed contract, then I'm fine. I don't need to continue to play football and put myself at risk for a non-guaranteed... Well, the Raiders said, okay, we'll guarantee your contract. Come over here.
And they didn't show up to practice.
And now he's doing this before he's
doing this
suited up three times for the team.
At meetings, he was goofing off and not paying attention. He was doing everything that a leader doesn't do, just messing around like some silly kindergartner. You know,
well,
that's what he's doing.
I think that there's more than one way to lead. I would never call him a leader. I do think AB could maybe set a good example of how to go about practicing.
Yeah.
Not film study, give the rah-rah speech, nothing like that. But to a man, everybody I've heard has said, no, AB, when it's time to work, AB works.
No one's saying
no, but what I'm saying is, like, there are qualities in him that could help young players develop. There are also qualities in him that could derail a young player's career. He is a hard worker. Like, I don't want to just gloss over that and have this guy, people think that he's this super talented guy. No, he was like a 2-star recruit coming out of high school. He had to go play in Central Michigan. He was a, 6-round draft pick? I don't have it up in front of me. Like, there are good qualities about AB. It's just bad stuff is coming out right now.
He's flushing all that away because it's affecting his teammates, and it's all about him. And him not being there is affecting everybody else on that team.
Stony Brook Golf Club text, lots of texts. Plane delay says, hopefully he plays so someone will waste a fantasy pick on him in my leagues.
Mm-hmm. Somebody will.
Still got good fantasy value if he plays.
First Father's Day says Twitter and dumping go hand in hand. And comment to Pete saying before he does what he does in the morning. Useless nut, AB, thinks he's entitled. Absolutely.
Well, he's entitled and he's been enabled and he's been allowed to get away with it.
Tank for Trevor says, why does Antonio Brown act like the NFL won't make billions without him?
I agree. Yeah. Said that earlier. Absolutely. 100% correct.
Meanwhile, the real story out of Oakland is the greatness of Nathan Peterman this past week. Showing highlights.
You mean the dual threat quarterback?
Yes, sirree. He got some nice rushing yardage in there. No doubt about it. All right, 239-337.
Was it a 54-yard rush or something crazy
It was a nice scamper downfield. There's no doubt about it.
The fleet of foot, Nate Peterman.
How about that?
He's been playing the wrong position the whole time. He's a running back.
Speaking of highlights, did y'all see the picture of the UFC fighter that had his nose literally broken?
That's the most disgusting
over the weekend.
I was trying to keep my train of thought while talking, and you pointed
at the TV.
You did a
good job.
I did.
I totally tried to distract you, and you didn't go off course.
That was gross.
His nose is literally underneath his right eye. It's moved over that much.
Well, just the bone.
Just cartilage.
You can't breathe. You needed surgery right away. All right, more football talk. Your phone calls.
Beyond a deviated septum. Bad
that's
news.
Beyond that. So stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd, don't forget Wikipedia coming up. It is a tough category
today. Rhinoplasty.
There's that. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Spent a lot of time ripping on Antonio Brown. A little discussion of Nathan Peterman there. A lot of Raiders talk. And we had anti-Jameis Bucks fan guy text in. I'd rather take them over Jameis Winston right now.
A couple of little bits of breaking news here, possibly.
All right.
Sounder?
Yeah, let's go Sounder. I think so. These are from, yeah.
Breaking news!
Okay.
Breaking news.
Mike Jones, NFL reporter, columnist for USA Today. According to two sources, the arbitrator has ruled against Antonio Brown.
Already?
And his grievance to wear the old helmet. And according to Jane Slater, reporter for the NFL Network, Dak Prescott has rejected an extension offer of $30 million per year, which we know, but he is seeking $40 million per year.
Oh, good Lord.
According to her.
Oh, good Lord.
Yes, that's he's going to need it.
That's nuts.
The good Lord ain't giving him $40 million a year, right?
No.
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 Neither is Jerry Jones.
No. No. I'd come back with 29 just out of principle.
And Jane Slater confirms, in fact, he turned down $30 million a year and is instead seeking $40 million a year.
My
you have
goodness.
Got to be kidding me. If Dak Prescott is $40 million a year, then Brady and Rodgers are $100 million.
I've already lost track. Where are we with the highest pay? Where is the market right now for actual good quarterbacks? I know Aaron has done a deal. What is Aaron the highest right now?
Hold on.
I've literally lost track because it's one guy outdoes the other guy. Drew Brees did a little 2-year.
No, he's past him. Rodgers.
Russell Wilson.
Russell. No, but that's, yes.
He's 35 a year.
I thought somebody passed him.
No.
Aaron Rodgers is not more than that?
No.
He, Russell Wilson is, what is that, a 5-year, 140. So right. That's 35 a year. He's got, yeah, he's the biggest.
All right.
Carson Wentz matched Russell Wilson on the total guaranteed dollar, actually surpassed him by almost $1 million, but his annual or his average per year is $32 million.
Where's Aaron? Is Aaron like 33?
Aaron Rodgers is 33.5.
And so Dak is just taking a gulp and just going for the big 40.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous for a quarterback that I don't put in the top half of the league.
Your top five right now are Matt Ryan, and this is average per year. Yeah. Matt Ryan at 30, Carson Wentz at 32, Aaron Rodgers at 33.5, Big Ben at 34, and Russell Wilson at 35.
Now, the way this has been going from the Derek Carr to the Matt Staffords to the Matt Ryan, usually their per year average would go up by about a mil or so. Dak's taking a big swing here. He's just going all the way up to 40.
Well, again, I put in, you know, what is going to be the guaranteed money? You know, someone says they want $4 million a year. So say he signed a 10-year deal for $400. Say the Cowboys were real dumb and gave him a 10-year, $400 million contract. How much of that is guaranteed? You know, I don't get caught up so much in per year salary as
right,
I do
well,
what the guaranteed money up front was.
I do because this will be 5 years, $200. That's what they're asking for. If they're doing $40 million a year.
Yeah. More than likely.
And they're probably guaranteeing...
He probably wants $70
million. I was going to say 80, but
yeah,
fine.
No, it's 80's fine.
I can go fully guaranteed right now. Carson Wentz has the most guaranteed on his deal. It's $107.87 million. Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson is number two at $107 million.
What was McCowan? His was up there. Not McCowan. What's his name?
Aaron Rodgers is $98.2 million guaranteed. Matt Ryan is $100 million guaranteed, so he's a little bit north of what Aaron Rodgers is at. Oh, Andrew Luck, $87 million guaranteed. Matt Stafford, $92 million guaranteed. I know I'm jumping around a little bit, but it's not in order. Kirk Cousins, of course, signed a fully guaranteed $84 million deal. But the most is
not Cousins. Who's the other guy that played for? Oh, I can't remember. I always can't remember this damn guy's name. The guy that played for the Vikings and went to Denver. Now he's...
Oh, now he's with the Broncos or with the Redskins. It was Case Keenum.
Case Keenum.
He got cut, so he's on a 1 year, $7.5 million.
Yeah, but what was his guarantee? He had a big contract.
Hold on, let me find it. It's going to take a second.
That was a big contract when he signed it.
So let's just say, now Dak, does Dak have 1 year left on his deal? I mean, there isn't the urgency that I mean, Zeke had 2 years left on his deal. Is Dak down to one, and then plus it's franchise time?
Keenum signed a 1 year, $15 million, or 18 with 15 guaranteed.
Now, if Jerry Jones does nothing and Dak plays out this year, then the Cowboys franchise him next year, which means it has to be the average of the top five, which seems to me, from what I just heard, it's going to be around $33 million.
I mean, it's the average of the top five the first time or the second time?
The first time, because then it's got to be 125%
that's right.
Of the average. Okay. Yes, you get closer to that 40 mark.
So it'll be, well, it's 30, 32, it's 30. Two and a half, I believe, because the fifth is $30 million per year. The top is 35, so you go in the middle. You know, it's 32.5, somewhere around there.
Wow. All right, let me take a slight left on this conversation regarding this. Let's say he does get his $40 million, Dak Prescott, who I consider an average quarterback in the league. Not the worst, not the best. I think he's average quarterback.
And I think he's slightly above average.
13?
I said slightly above average.
Well, 16th would be average, right? So, and I would agree with that. I can agree with that.
Thank you.
He's guaranteed $680,000 a year right now.
Well, I mean, let's say he gets his money. Let's say Jameis Winston has a decent year this year and the Bucs have to come up with a new contract for him. How much money are you paying that guy? I mean seriously.
No, it's a great point.
By the way, he looked decent on Friday, but we didn't see him very much.
Will Antonio Brown tweet out or do something or say something before? Now that this is going viral now, Mike Jones had it first. According to two sources, the arbitrator has ruled against Antonio Brown his grievance. So no surprise there. At all? What will Antonio Brown do now?
He's got to show up. No, I know what it is. His feet will start hurting again. Right?
Well, he said he was going to retire.
Well.
Said he's not playing if he can't use his helmet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm with OJ on that one. I'm calling BS.
And when he does, I want to hear his excuse.
Yeah.
He'll talk about, I'm supposed to be a leader on this team. And I don't know. It'll be all BS. Yeah. But it'll be fun to... It'll be fun when it happens, if and when it happens. But I would put it past this guy. I wouldn't put it past this guy to hold out for a month.
And by the way,
not play for a month.
I've seen his lifestyle. If he wants to return and he retire and he has $30 million in the bank, God bless him. I can see him blowing through it. Absolutely. Let's go to the phones. 239-337 ESPN. Colin in the Cape. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Hey, Colin.
Hey, guys. How's it going? How's your Monday?
Fantastic. How are you?
A little rainy, but other than that, not bad.
Doing very well. Just left high school football practice. It's game week, so it's a good week all around, and football's back. So happy about that.
Yeah.
So I'm just giving a shout. I heard you guys talking about quarterback pay and, talking about Dak Prescott and how he's wanting to get a new deal and mentioning Carson Wentz, the amount of money that he makes. First of all, as a diehard Eagles fan, Carson Wentz deserves every penny and so much more. He has the future. I know he's been injury prone and all this and that, but he has a healthy year. He doesn't get sacked 31 times in 11 games. You're looking at a good turnout, and he's starting to learn how to play smart and go down, things of that nature. They're trying to get his mind right with that. So I feel that's going to pay off, the money invested in a smart investment. To me, Prescott doesn't deserve a dime yet to that extent. I don't think it's proven enough. I think he's been surrounded by some good talent with Zeke in the backfield. He's had some good guys around him to make it happen, and he's just kind of done his part to get by. But I don't see anything from Dak that shouts out to me as a top five paid in the league type of guy, and I just don't see how it's going to play out for him with Jerry Jones already coming out saying he's not going to pay Zeke. We don't need him. I mean, if he's saying that about it, that one of the best running backs.
But do you believe that, Colin? Do you think he's going to cave? I think eventually that Jerry Jones will cave on Ezekiel Elliott. But yeah, I agree.
I honestly have to agree with you. I think he's putting on that front of Mr. Jerry Jones. I'm a BA and I can say what I want. It's my team. It's how he is. At the end of the day, I think they realize how much they need Ezekiel Elliott, as crucial a piece he is to that offense. Like I said,
Dak Prescott isn't Dak Prescott without Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott is still Ezekiel Elliott wherever he goes.
Hey, Colin, before you go, I'd be equally interested in your opinion, since you talk about high school football, about this Lee County referees thing that's going on.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, as a coach, it's very frustrating to see what's going on and the chance that these kids might get an opportunity to play football taken away from them. And, you know, they only have so many chances to get in front of these college coaches and get film and so many opportunities. You never know when your last play might be or whatever it is. And the fact that these guys are going to hold out and it might end up turning into, you know, like I said, missed games for the kids, that's what it's all about. You know, us coaches here in Southwest Florida and the state of Florida, some of the most underpaid guys in the entire country for one of the best producing talent states in the country.
Yep.
And we don't do it for the money. You know, if you do the math on the hour, mm-hmm. I think we make around 15 cents an hour in an entire season for those coaches that actually get a stipend.
Yep.
Outside of that, we don't do it for that. We don't do it for the money. And that's the thing. I feel like these refs, this is their side job. This is their hobby. They're retired. They're lawyers. They're doctors. They're having fun enjoying the game, and they got the best seats in the house. And to put their foot down the way they have, we're not stressing it. They're just going to go out and get other refs.
Yeah. All right, Colin, appreciate that comment as much as the first one. Thank you very much.
Oakland's Nevin Lawson, he brought this up himself, I believe, last week, but Evan Shepherd confirmed Oakland's Nevin Lawson, cornerback, officially has been suspended for the first four games for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances.
All right, all seriousness aside, it's time for fun and games. It's time for Wikipedia. We've got freshman football trivia. This is a tough topic. It's going to be one of those where you're going to hear the answer and you're going to go, yeah, but coming up with it might be difficult. Looking for caller number 9, 20 Mobucks on the line here from Moe's. Caller number 9 at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Wikipedia is next. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Moe's caters draft parties, tailgate parties, retirement, and office parties. We cater any event. Real Southwest delivered. Visit Moe's.com/catering or call 239-384-3387. Welcome to Moe's Catering.
Thank you, Moe's. It is time for Wikipedia Stump Pete Shepherd for trivia. Caller number 9 is Nick in Bonita. Nick, welcome to the show.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys.
Nick, how old are you?
I am 36.
And what do you do for a living?
I work for a home builder in the area.
All right, very good. We'll see how good you are with freshman football trivia. That is the topic today. It's a tough one, no doubt about it. Nick, you get to go first. First one to 3 correct answers wins. Question number 1, Nick. What freshman in 2004 set the NCAA freshman rushing record with over 1,900 yards?
2004. Marshall Faulk.
That is incorrect. I think Marshall was a little earlier than that. Pete Shepherd, did you know by any chance?
2004, 15 years ago. 15 years ago.
Still playing in the NFL.
Gore?
Adrian Peterson is the answer we're looking for. There's no shame in getting these wrong.
Yeah.
All right, Pete Shepherd, your first official question is, what redshirt freshman set the freshman passing touchdown record with 40 touchdown passes?
I do know this one. This is one I do know. Plays not too far from us now. Jameis Winston.
Ooh.
Good job.
Nice job, Pete Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
All right, back to Nick. Nick, redshirt freshman won the Heisman Trophy in 2012 and 2013. Who were they?
I know one, I don't know the other.
Well,
take a guess.
Johnny Manziel. And I don't know.
Pete Shepard, he's partly correct. Redshirt freshman won the Heisman Trophy in 2012 and 2013. Johnny Manziel did win in 2012. Who was the other guy the next year?
2013 was...
Just said it.
40 touchdown passes.
Oh, Jameis Winston.
Yeah, it was Jameis Winston, believe it or
that's
not.
That's right, because he started... That's right, yeah.
Jameis was quite the phenom back in the day. All right, Pete Shepard, a 1-0 lead. This question is for you, Pete.
Well, 1-0.5.
1-0.
What redshirt freshman set the NCAA freshman records in 2007 for receptions, yards, and touchdowns?
2007, 12 years ago.
Yep.
Reception, yards, and touchdowns. 2007, where are we now? 12 years ago.
2019 is the year.
Yeah. Amari Cooper. It's not.
Incorrect. We throw this over to Nick in Bonita. Nick, what freshman, redshirt freshman, set the NCAA freshman records in 2007? Had the lead for receptions, yards, and touchdowns when it was all said and done.
This is a hard.
Your chance to steal.
These are hard.
Any guess?
2007. I don't. Nope. I got nothing.
We're looking for Michael Crabtree, who had 134 receptions, 1,962 yards, and 22 touchdowns. That was a tough one. All right, Nick, this question I think you can get. What freshman running back led his team to the 1980 National Championship with over 1,600 yards and 15 touchdowns? Freshman running back, 1980. Tough one.
I got it.
I thought I handicapped this as the easiest one on the list.
Yeah.
No official guess, Nick?
No official guess.
Pete Shepard, just for fun?
That'd be for Vince Dooley's Georgia Bulldogs, Herschel Walker.
That would be correct, but you don't get the point.
Nope.
All right, Pete, this is for you. What was the next true freshman Georgia running back to break 1,000 yards in a season?
Gurley?
Yeah, actually it was. So
Shazam!
Herschel had this great year in 1980, and then they hadn't done squat till Todd Gurley came out.
Well, he just didn't. Yeah.
All right, Pete Shepard with a 2-0 lead. Nick and Benita, it's getting to be late. Here we go. What year did freshmen actually become eligible to play football and basketball in the NCAA?
What year?
A lot of music today. Burn through it.
Tough questions.
I remember this. It is. This one I know, too.
All right. Take a guess.
I don't know.
Throw out a year.
1970.
Close. Ooh,
very close.
72-73, I believe.
Wrong button.
72-73, I believe.
72-73. All right.
Right?
Yes. And our final question, back to you, Pete Shepard, just for fun. Trevor Lawrence was the first true freshman quarterback to lead their team to a national championship in 33 years. Who was the last one to do it?
Say that again? The true freshman quarterback?
True freshman quarterback to lead their team to a national championship.
Tua does not count because he didn't start a game for Alabama.
Plus, he also said the first one in 33 years to do it. So
I just
Tua
wanted to clarify before anybody texted, would Tua won a national? Yeah, I got it. Thank you. He didn't start a game.
Yeah. Any guess?
Freshman quarterback the last 33 years.
Yeah. You won't get it.
Here, I'll give you a hint. He replaced Troy Aikman when he went down.
Ooh. That's still not going to help. This is not a household name.
No, it's not a household name.
Oh, it's probably somebody like
Nick, any idea from you while you're still...
If I didn't figure out Peterson and Crabtree for the other ones, I don't got
them. I'm sure I remember that. I don't know.
It was Jamel Holloway in 1986 for Oklahoma.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, he was good in college.
Pete, you won 2-0. Yeah. Nick, you know what? Hang on. Stay on hold. Chris is going to take care of you. This was a very tough set of questions, so don't hold your head down. You did good.
And
Thanks, guys.
All right, Nick, thanks.
Breaking news from Antonio Brown after the decision by the arbiter.
Well, that took 14 minutes before he tweeted out. What'd he do?
He says, quote, "While I disagree with the arbitrator's decision, I'm working on getting back to full health and looking forward to rejoining my teammates on the field. I'm excited about this season. Appreciate all the concerns about my feet." A little foot emoji. Hashtag always spite. Hashtag represent. Hashtag it's bigger than me. You're a liar. You're a hypocrite, AB. You said you're going to retire if you didn't get your way, so you're a liar.
And a great teammate. Look at him showing back up.
Wow. All right, more on that. Headlines of the day. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.